All right, a good talk. We're up to, we're middle of actually, Reish Samach Zayin. I'm not sure this will be the last year of the Zman. I guess with this, we're going to finish Avedim Mitzia. Obviously, we're not going to have time to finish Avedim Mitzia, but at least we'll try to chaperain another Yisoid of Avedim Mitzia.
So we're going to have any after Pesach?
No, I don't think, this is it for the Zman.
11 o'clock.
It's a bit late. All right, we're up to Sif Dalid in Reish Samach Zayin. Okay, this is talking about the dinim of Hachrozah and Simonim that you have to bring. What dargis are the Simonim? Very negea. Easy, but very negea. Okay, Gzakta Machabe Sif Dalid. Ketzad Machriz. Ketzad Machriz. How is one supposed to be machriz this aved? He found something. Now, what is he supposed to do? In matzah mois, if he found money, and I'm talking about a case that you find money that you're machriv to be machriz, most of the time we assume that the person was already miyash. But let's say matzah mois, he found money in a way that there is a simon or on it. Let's say it's in an envelope and there's a marking on the envelope, or it's, or there's a number, the denominations in the envelope are unique. But in matzah mois machriz, what do you machriz? Misha abed lo matbeya, anyone who lost a matbeya. You allowed already describe the item that you found. Just don't give away the simin. But don't just be machriz, you found an aved. You just say, machriz, I found an aved, and no one's going to bother responding to such an ad. Which aved? But if you tell them you found money, oh, now we're talking, now something, oh, I'll remember. If Takai lost money, I'll respond to that ad. V'chein machriz, misha aved like ksus, or behema, or ishtaris. Anyone who lost, all the examples, ksus, an animal, ishtaris. V'yavoi v'yitin simanel, come and bring your simanel v'yiton. V'enoi chayshesh. And we're not choshish mipnei. Now, what are we supposed to be choshish? Because the other man, the Yomah, had a chshash that if you're going to already be specific about what you found, maybe a rami would come along. Means I overheard, let's say a neighbor, I overheard you that you lost something, and I knew which item you lost. So now I'm going to see, oh, a tape recorder is lost. I'll go and claim it, even though I'm not really the owner, it was really my neighbor. So it's sort of like you're lending yourself, you're opening up yourself to these Ramoim who might claim my Vedas that don't belong to them. So we're not worried about that. Why not? Because you basically covered any way, because Lamais is, he has to bring simonim of hakim, he has to bring good simonim, identifying simonim, and Mamela, it's going to be covered. Aramei Pashas is not going to know the specific uniqueness of your chavis. He might know that you lost a tape recorder, he might even know it's a Sony tape recorder, but he might not know how many scratches you have in that tape recorder, v'cheino, something that's more identifiable about that item, more unique about the item. So Mamela, it's not a problem. That's the halacha. Now, let's give a hagdom here, and this hagdom hopefully should help for the rest of the following few sifim. It's very important. First of all, the Sma points out that there are three levels, it's not the Sma, it's from the Magen Mishnah, but there are three levels of simonim. There are simonim which is Spitz Mufak, a Gavaldik, a Simon, it will work for Agunis as well, and that's like an example. Nekev Betzad Ois Pliny, there's a hole next to that letter when you, let's say, you send a get, which Shlichas, one of the Simonim we do, they make a hole above a certain letter. A Nekev Betzad Ois Pliny, that is a one in a million, and whatever, it's very Leishchik that should happen. Memela, that's a Simon Mufak. Or any type of item, if I have something very unique, and we'll have to define that, but something very unique is considered a simin muvak. Then the next darg is what we call a simin benini, but yet we refer to it in Hilchas Avedim Metziah still as a muvak, because we allow it for Avedim Metziah, so that's why we refer to it as a simin muvak, but it's really not a simin muvak, it's a benini. And that's, for example, measurements of the item. How long is it? How short
that's
it is?
Not going to help for Agunis.
Sorry?
That's not going to help for Agunis, you say.
That will not help for Agunas, correct. It would only help for Aveda Metzia, a specific length. If you tell me the exact how long it is, it's 2.5 centimeters, or its weight, or its number, something unique, denomination, that's a Simon Benini. It's not as unique as this neck of Betzad Ois Pliny, but it's still unique enough. And then there's the lower Madreka, Simon Gurua, and that's something like color. Oh, it's red. I lost the ball. Yeah, it was red. I mean, there are thousands of red balls, so that doesn't count. But the smack was Chiva Vesumak, the colors are white, whatever the colors are, that's Enu Mikri Simon Muva Cloud. That's not considered a Simon at all. So there's three Madregas. Simon we'll call it Muvak Gomor, Simin Beinani, which in Hilchos Avedim we say we refer to it as Muvak, and then the lowest Madrega, which is a Simin Gerua. Now, Simin Beinani doesn't work. Doesn't work by Aguna, and doesn't work over here either. If you tell me what the color of the ball is, it's not going to work. Why doesn't it work? What? Simin Gerua. I'm sorry, I apologize. Simin Gerua will not work nowhere. Simin Gerua doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work, the reason why you need a better form of simonim, actually is for two reasons. One is similar to by Aguna. Zozaine, you lost a pink ball, but maybe someone else also lost a pink ball, and this is someone else's. Means it's not so unique enough to say me that's dafka yours. Not that I understand that you lost the ball too, but mechadeze, this is yours. Just like by an aguna, if you want to be matan, you say, oh, that person had brown hair. I understand that they found somebody in the ocean who had brown hair, but maybe that wasn't this person's husband. Maybe it was someone else who died and drowned in the ocean who had brown hair. It's not enough to say unique that zozayin, it's yours. The second svara we have, which is unique to Avedu Metzia, is that maybe bechlal, you're just dreaming. Bechlal, you're just a liar. You're lying to us. You're trying to claim something that bechlal you're not entitled to. You're trying to say, oh, you saw an ad, anyone lost a ball? You figured, why not? You come along. Pink is a good color. It's very shriak. Hey, it's pink. And you want to claim because of that. So we have a chshash of meshaker as well. That's why simin grua will not work. By avedim, it's for two reasons. One is it might belong really to somebody else. And B, two, is that maybe you're lying. Maybe chlan, you never even lost your ball.
When it's starved to something else, let's say I find a pink ball in this area.
So area makom alone is a simen. Okay, so we're going to talk about. Let me go through that.
Like a guna, let's say you're saying that you drowned the guy. Okay, the whole ocean maybe not, but in this lagoon.
Okay, so let me go through. We're going to touch on simulon yonim. Let me just go through this hagdama. It's a very important hagdama. So you have three madregas, and the lowest madrega simen guru for sure doesn't work for two reasons. Either because it might belong to someone else, or there's a chash that the guy is lying. Now, the next dagger, Simin Beinani, that's already a boya in the Gemara. The Gemara has a shaila, Simanim Deraisa or Simanim Derabonan. That which Simanim work, Simin Beinani, for Aveda Metzia, is that Midaraisa or that's Midarabonan? And as a Machalikas Rishonim, how we paskin. Some Rishonim paskin, yes, it's a Simin Deraisa, and therefore technically maybe it should work for Agunis as well. Some Rishonim work, no, we paskin, it's only the Rabbanan, and it only works for Aveda Metzia. And some Rishonim paskin, it's a boy de Lifshitan, and we don't know Taka, we don't know if it's the Rice or the Rabbanan. True to that might even be the simple reading of the Gemara, you have to know. But at least some say that implies a suffix how we paskin, or a boy de Lifshitan, whether Simon and Benim are the Rice or the Rabbanan. And Mamela will not work for Aguna. Because the guna we need a simen deraisa. If Aveda Metzia could be chazal mera takona and allow the simen beinani, even though it doesn't work mederaisa, but we'll allow it anyway. We'll allow the simen. The Gemara says a svara because nechale for anyone who owns items and lost items, everyone is happy to return with the simen beinani because it's very difficult to prove a simen muva gama. Many items don't even have a simen muva gama, so. Everyone, it's consensus, not sadeh, that everyone would want to return Avedus with a Simin Beinani, even though that might risk that the real owner will not get back his item, because someone else might claim it with a Simin Beinani. He himself is happy with that, because that's maybe the only way that he himself could have a chance to get it back as well. That's a Gemara, said the Gemara. Isks on it from Shtaris. Then the Rosh says that maybe it's a takana, which we don't even know the time of the takana. But at the end of the day, that's for sure. Simin Beinani is on Gemara, and that Arvada works. Shaila just says it works to Raisa or works to Rabbanan.
Hefke doesn't play a role. But since Nechle, the whole people, maybe that, and therefore
Chacham. So the Chacham made a takana. They made a takana, that's what I'm saying. Simin Beinani works no matter what. Even if it wouldn't work with the Raisa, it will zecha work with the Rabbanan.
If they said after
best. Oh, it could be Gufa. All right. Well, that Gufa is a Durabban. Okay, whatever. Let's not for now. It's more Kali's Dick and Kalatarikula. Fine. Now, a Simin Beinani. What is a Simin Beinani? Because that's really what we have to figure out. Because that's what we want to know in Aveda Metzia. What is a Simin Beinani? How Shchiach is it? There's like $1 million kasha. It's funny. The Shulchan Aruch brings a bunch of different hagdaras and examples, but you know, the numbers, a number game. What is a Simin Beinani? I found the raincoat. Is that unique or not? It was a London Fog size 42 gray with a belt. Is that a Simin Beinani or not? Is that good enough or not to return an Aveda? How I mean, people have 38s and 40s, 42s, 44s. I mean, they're longs and there's wides and I don't know, larges and regulars. And what is considered a Siman Beinoni? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says in the Tshuva Siman Chof Ches, he says that a Siman Beinoni Avad is a Milsa de Shchichihi. About it, it's Milsa de Shchichihi, you can find it other places. There are a lot of other Chfetzim just like this in the world. Nevertheless, it's still considered a good enough simon for Metziah. Why? Because he's Al Tachshash Ramai that someone oversaw. Pasha, someone's not going to really see Bahadi Denoka Chazi. It's not going to see such a simon. So that's not a problem. Elam, you're worried about that maybe someone else also lost the same exact coat or the same exact item. He says it's enough. Since Haroiv Ein Ma'abdin, most people don't lose items, and it's also Ein Regilus Kolkach Shebeis B'nei Adam Avdu Chayfet Zeh Kezeh B'Simin Shaveh Memela, that's fine enough. It's not so shkik that people lose items, and even they did, this is still unique enough. He still doesn't tell you exactly the number, but he's telling you that don't think a Siman Beinoni has to be something that you're not going to find. No, it's Shchiach. Just, it's enough to work for Aveidu Metziah. So how Shchiach, what are we talking about? So there's a Tshuvis, it's a sign that on the page is nothing, on the Tshuvis here is nothing, I don't know why, but good, but there's a Tshuvis Tzemach Tzedek, the Tzemach Tzedek HaChodesh, in Evin Ezer, the end of Siman Ayin Vav, he says that one of the Simanim, he's got to go by a Guna, but he's handling, wants to know how much to be mitzdarif. He brings a rai from Aveda Metziah. He has a cheshbon. But he wants to say a simin beinoni. If you have, his case was that it was a simin that was only found, he said, be'echod mimeya oy beiz meis. He says, Yitachin, or Yeshloima, I forgot exactly, Yeshloima, that's considered a Siman Beinoni. Something that's found, he wasn't sure if it was found 1 in 100 or 1 in 200, that's already Yeshloima, that's a Siman Beinoni. There's a Tshuvis Galya Mesechta, and also
a 200 in the
world. One in every 200, let's say people, one every 200 people have a certain mark on their cheek. That, a cleft, is one in 200, that's not good enough. But if a certain mark, wherever it is, that's only one in 200. Statistically, right, it's one in 200, that's considered already a Siman Beinoni. And by Aveidu Metziah, we were talking about claimants, Pasha, it's not just on the item, it's the owners. I mean, when the guy's coming to, I want to know, did anyone else lose this item? Pasha is going in the mansion. You have to say, one in 200 people, there's only one in 200 people who own a gray London Fog raincoat size 42 regular. If yes, great, that's a Siman Beinoni. If there's more than one in 200, then no, this is already a Siman Guru and it's not considered a Siman. And now we're left with a Dovah Shem B'Siman and you're stuck with it and there's no way the guy to get it back because he can't claim it unless he'll tell you that there's a certain nick, something unique about the code. He saw it and has a Shatness label inside me. You know what I mean? It has to be very unique because that's also people have. So, but that's one in... That's Torah. Where do you get it from? He quoted Gemara's in Elam Metzias. You see many examples that Gemara gives what's considered simonim, and he says, Avad de Shchiach. And therefore, he said, one by one, he brought like three or four examples. And therefore, he said, it must be like it's something like this item too, which is one in 100 or 200, that's already considered a simon ben. I'm not sure if he needs one in 200 or one in 100. What?
Every item is different, though.
I'm saying every item you have to done. How many people have a Palm Verizon Trio cell phone? So if every one, and there's more than one in 200, it's a Dovah Shem B'Siman. If there's less, then it's a Dovah Shem B'Siman. A tablecloth, a white tablecloth with that design. How many owners own that?
Is this an item that everyone has?
What's the chilek of it?
Let's say it's a cell phone and only a quarter of people have cell phones.
Right.
So does that work in? Do you work that into the cheshbon? So you look at just the people that have cell phones? You look, no, everyone.
I thought you look at everyone. They look at everyone. Correct. That's what I'm saying. Go bust the people. I'm saying, contrary to by a goon, is you go bust the guy who died, L'chair over here, you'll have to go people. The person, the claimant who's coming to me, how many people could be in his shoes? How many, he's going to say that he has that. So how many people have such a raincoat? How many people have such a tape recorder? Then I know what we're talking about. No. The Tshuvas Galya Masechta in Evin Ezer, also by Gunis, but Evin Ezer, Simen Ches, Ois Gimel, he says a different number. He has a number that it's Beis Oy Gimel Be'elef. So let's say, so it's one in every 333 people, that's already, that's good enough, that's a Simen Beinoni. So he's one in 333, he's like one in 100, one in 200. I don't know, but from the examples in the Gemara, you have to know the times, but it sounds like it's a little closer to the Tzemach Tzedek, that maybe even 1 in 100, 1 in 200 is already considered a siman. But if you have a pen, a parka pen, a blue parka pen, in 100 people you're going to have more than one person with a blue parka pen, that's a davar she'ein by siman. And it's a problem, because now we have to, you know, not just chazir the whole Aveda Metzia and apply it. When you find Aveda, should you be picking it up? When you do pick it up, how are you going to have to return it?
You said that was a shear for the Binyayish, and you don't even have to give it back. Didn't you say the shear?
It's a shear.
It's more than 100 and something.
So therefore, it's a double shame by Simon. So therefore, if the person knows that he lost that item, which is halachically deemed the aim by Simon, then he's Miyayish. What happens if he doesn't know that he lost it? So then it's Yerushalayim Yadas, and then you're stuck with it. You better, maybe.
Know the statistics.
Right, so you have to know what you're doing, right, when you get into this. Okay, that's a Simon Beinoni. Now, gratifies.
So how do you ever know Yerush? Everybody knows these halakhos 1 in 200.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I never know
Yerush. Yeah. All right. I think it's natural. The person thinks, well, am I going to be able to claim this back? Of course, other people have this code. He might not know statistically the halacha, but he'll have that feeling, am I going to be able to claim this code back or claim this tape recorder back? And that's, and halacha, you know, obviously is kaveh. All right. Now, what's a simin muvok? If this is a simin beni, what's a simin muvok? So, a simin muvok, the real, the great simon that works vaday mederaisa, even for aguna, that is a chuvis masas ben yomin and simon samma gimel, and the paiskim in simon yudzayin and Evan Ezra quoted extensively that he says it's echad be'elef, something which is 1 in 1,000. That's already mederaisa gavaldika simon, and it's going to play itself out in avedo mitziosa, because sometimes we're going to see you're going to need a simon muva goma. But a simon beinoni right now is, let's say, 1 in 100, 200, or 1 in 333, something around there. And a simin muva gama, the gespitz simin, which works for midaraisa, is going to be 1 in 1,000. But I would like to just point out, is that
it could be, according to the person, between 200 and 900.
Technically, right? Even 1 in 900 is still only a ben, and it's still not a simin gomor to get you to the next notch of being a deraisa. Okay. Now, I just want to point out that the Paiskim are talking about Aguna. And Aveda Metzia, like I said before, is different than Aguna. Aveda Metzia has a chash of Aguna. Maybe someone else also lost it, so it's not unique enough to say it's mine. But then there's another chash, is what do we do with the Ramay? Maybe the guy is a shaker. Maybe he saw it by his neighbor. So the simon has to be unique, then a neighbor is not going to see it. Like a neighbor may be able to see my tie, but he won't see what's behind my tie. So it's going to play itself out, I think, a bit different. That means you could have something which is a simon muva gama, let's say 1 in 1,000,000. Let's say a guy makes a concoction, he plants a light bulb into an apple, and he lost his light bulb in an apple. There's only one Meshuggah in the world, right? So now that's for sure, this is 1 in 1,000,000,000, this is going to be Mamir Simin Muva Gama 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 for Aguna. But when it's when they get to Aveda Metzia, I don't know if that's a Simin Muva called. The neighbor could, I mean, he's going to be attracted. A shining light coming out of an apple. I think the neighbor's going to chap that there's a light coming out of an apple. And if you want to say, oh, I lost, you know, I found an apple, God can say, maybe there's a light bulb coming out of that apple, right? It's something that is, it's Begoloi. If something that's begolui, so I don't know if that's going to help you for the chash ramai. And you can have it punk faket as well. You can have something that might not be a spitz simon like a nekev, but it's so hidden, it's in the lining of my tie. No neighbor is going to know what's going on in the lining of my tie, right? So even if it's not so unique, let's say, yeah, there are many, 1 out of every 200 or 300 ties have that funny lining. But he's never going to know what's in my tie, so l'chayra, that should be a simin muvak, at least benegea, to his ramois. So it's not a really a perfect cheshbon. I found Baruch Hashem, there's a Chuvis Pre Yitzchak, and Chelek Beis Emin Nun Zayin, and Divrei Maskal Akko upon him, says something very similar. That when it comes to Aveda Metzia, when you're handling with Amois, you have to now start a new cheshbon. That you could have something which is Simin Muva Gomo for Iguna, but still might not make it for Aveda Metzia, because it still doesn't protect you from a chakran or rabbi who's trying to steal your item.
In a town like Lakewood where everybody is
B'nai Tari. Okay, so we're going to get to it. Everyone's asking very good. Just let me get through this Agdama. Fine. So that's L'chayra Simin Muva. Now, what happens, what you asked before, what happens if you have many Simonim Could you piece simanim together? Let's say you'll have a number of simanim gruim. We'll talk the lowest. It was pink and it was round and a ball. Of course, it's round, but it was a diameter. Let's say around a foot long diameter. It's like the standard, you know, balls that the girls play with. Whatever it is, but let's say you'll have a bunch of these simanim she'enim mufakim klaus simanim gruim mamish gruim lagamri. Could you be mitzdarev with them, a bunch of them, to now notch it up and to make it into a simin beinoni? So the Aruch HaShulchan over here, Nemzon Fapashas, he says, no, harbi simanim gruim einoi klum. They don't count at all. You can't use a bunch of them and put them together. He writes in parentheses, Ayin Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer. Look at it, Beis Shmuel is really talking about a slightly different story. I'm not sure exactly what he wants to see from there. But all right, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. The problem is that in Ebenezer over there, in Simon Yud Zayin, when it talks about all the dargis and halachas of Simonim, and there's Chuvis Leroy, Pisgah Chuvah there is Leroy. But the Pisgah Chuvah already brings this Shaila. Could you use a bunch of Simonim Geruim to add up to become a Simon Beinoni or not? And most poskim over there hold that it does work. There is a Makar Mayim Chaim who holds it doesn't, but and even Makar Mayim Chaim could be with Chayza, okay, but at least most poskim hold that Simanim Gruim will be Mitztarif to make it into a Simen Benin. And the Aruch HaShulchan himself over there in Simen Yazayin, the end of Sif Kuf Ayin Beis, there are two Sif Kuf Ayin Beis in Aruch HaShulchan, but the first one, the end of the Sif Kuf Ayin Beis, over there he says, well, you want to know if the bunch of Simanim Gruim are Mitztarif, he says, Tali Lufi Re'iyus Chach Mehador. He leaves it up to the Chachamim. So he doesn't really take a stand. Forget it. It sounds like he would allow it if the Chachamim deemed that it's unique enough. And yet over here he takes a stand that Aveda Metziah doesn't work. And in Asfara, Lecher doesn't, I don't say, it's hard to understand why it shouldn't work. Means, Ventukhani Simanim Gruim. If I'll have enough Simanim Gruim, that the Tzirufim, these 16 Simanim Gruim together will now make it 1 in 200. 1 in 200 balls is pink and has the niche of it, I don't know, whatever, and its diameter. We can make a bunch of things together and it's now 1 in 200. So l'chay, now I got up to a Simin Beinoni that should allow me to be Mesh of this Aveda. So I don't understand why, because granted each one is a Simin Gruim, but now that's why, but now together, that shows a uniqueness that is probably not somebody else's, and it's probably you're not a Ramai as well, because it'll be hard to see all these simanim, so it should work. I don't understand why it shouldn't work. And even if you're going to tell me that maybe by Aguna they gave you hagdaris Chazal or Mesakin or the Chach Meador or Mesakin that the Chayma Aishas Ish, they said no, you can't use Siman Groom at all. Like he looked like. Don't record with them at all. That's very nice if they did something by Aguna, but by Aveda Metziah, we don't see any of these type of takonis, any of these chashashas. So the bottom line should just be, is it 1 in 200 or not? If it's 1 in 200, it's unique. If it's more than 1 in 200, more than 1 in 100, then it's not unique. And whatever it takes to get there, the should work. Baksham, tonight, it was bothering me. Baksham, tonight I found there's a Urim v'tumim and Simon Samaches have cotton yudalit. Who Mamish Kamat says the same thing. He says Simon and Grum avada b'tzirufim. It will turn into a Simon Benin if it's not as shchiach. And he says, and even by a goon, if it doesn't work, that's a chayim of eishes ish, and not by mamin and memela, it's fine. Avadi could be masar of a bunch of simanim gruim. And who adin l'mashal? There's a machlekes over there. Could you take two simanim beninim and notched up now to a simin muvuk lagamri, to be a simin daraisa, to work for Aguna. And it's also a major machloikas apoiskim over there by Aguna. If you have a bunch of simanim beinim, will that allow you to be mata Aguna? There's a heavy size on both sides of the thing. I hear, again, but in Svara, if it's unique enough now that it should become, with all these simanim beinim, 1 in 1,000, so chayit should be a simin gama, it should work. And if it doesn't work by Aguna, but at least it should work by Aveda Metziah. Granted, there's a ktsais in simin samaches of kot niralef, there's a chusr kivego in Tlisa, Simen Tzadi, I think in Kamer Reish Zayin as well. There are many Achrayinim who tushtel over there. They have two Simanim Beinim work to become a Simen Gomo. So to over here for Aveda Metziah, two Simanim Beinim will work for Simen Gomo. And now you could even have a Chiv Chazar, whatever, not Chiv, your ladder. There's a Simen Deraisa, there's already Kaveya, even on the Deraisa level, to return this Aveda. All right. Those are Hagdara. Now let's go to a little more specifics. One of the cases I told you, which is considered a Simen Geruah, is color. If you have color, something's pink, blue, green, this is leroy. Color is not going to be a simen, even a simen benin, you can't return it for color. Now, a lot of people don't realize this halakha, but just to be mlamet zchus, is that the Noida Behuda says that when do we say color is not a simen, is because the color is shchiach. But if I have a color which is not shchiach, then enochenami, the Noida Behuda is tinyon evan evs and simen samech, then enochenami, then we'll return even for a color. Then a color could also be a good simen. Let's say this color is so unique that it's only 1 in 200 have a khaki green colored little girl's ball. They don't make them in khaki green. And this one is khaki green. It's like so unique, so unusual. And a chanami, that will be a good enough color, a good enough simen, and you're allowed to return an aveda for it. Hu adin.
The Rama, I can see the color though.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So we're going from one to another. You're right. In Hilchus Simonim of not being so shchiach, you're right, that will work. And Hukas Ramois, yeah, now we're going to have a challenge there, what to do. I'm asking. Let's say you have, there's a Chuvik Sam Seifa, a number of Chuvik Sam Seifa, Nevenezim, Memches, Nunalev, Tzadihei. He talks about if you could use a bunch of colors. The person was wearing a white shirt and a green tie and a blue suit and a brown hat, and it's a bunch of colors together. So even though one color is not enough, but he says the tzirufim, which other person do you know goes dressed like that? No other person is dressed like that. So that's already considered a simen. So even though one color is not, but let's say, so Aveda Metzi also, if you lost a bunch of items, if it was apparent that all these items in one Aveda, so then you could use all the colors of a box of Svarim, and you could say how many reds, greens, oranges, browns, yellows there were, blues, so then together you could now be kaveya that, oh, that makes it into a simen, because even though color normally is not, it's only because it's very shriek, but if I can make it unique, again, 1 in 100 or 200, whatever it is, that's already considered a simen benini. Yeah, Pasha's the Ramai won't get all this too, right. And then, they have a chrenum over there, very similar, but it's in the same chavit. You only have one chavit that has numerous colors, and the collection of colors is unique. That would also, big day kahuna. There's no other garment that has the blue, the purple, the red, the white. It's just not done like that. If you have those colors, be tzirufim, so then it's also going to be unique, and that will be a simen, and to at least a simen beinoni, if it's 1 in 100, 200, whatever, and that will be allow you to return an aveda. So,
that could be a simen movik too.
If it's mamish, 1 in 1,000.
Guys with kakamini talis and the 40 different colors, so
where is
that?
I have. Okay, depending which town. In Lakewood, there's not too many of them, but other towns, there are a bunch.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Fine. So, all right. So, the bottom line that you have to walk out right now is to understand is that whatever we're going to learn is more like Bederech Moshel and examples, but the Hagdorah really got to know is 1 in 100 or 200 Pashas is a Simen Benini, and 1 in 1,000 is already a Simen Mova.
Like in my yeshiva, there's one guy has a standard, nobody else has that type of standard.
Done.
Nobody else had it. Yes.
If it's so unique that 1 in 100 or 200, that is, won't have that standard.
It's
fine. So if it's more unique than that, then that will be a simen benin, and that will be good. All right. Let's. So that's Sif Dala, just as a cloud. But so it says for a Rami, all you need, well, at least initially, all you needed was a simen muvak, and this simen muvak, what we're referring to in Sif Dala, just means simen benini. That's all you need. If you have a simen benini, that's already enough to return an aveda. Okay, let's continue. Let's do sefei. Let's flesh this out a bit. Ba bal aveda. If the bal aveda came v'nosan simonim she'enim muvakim, if he gave simonim gruim, they're not muvakim at all, then ein magzirin. You're not supposed to return it to this person, and if you did return it, you have a big problem on your hands because ratzim. You're supposed to somehow get this thing back. You're a shame aved. You had no right to give it to this guy. He's no proof that he's the Bailam. I don't know how you're going to get it back from him, but really, you got to get it back. V'aramai. And a ramai, someone who you know is a ramai, avo bisha oma simonim muvhokim, even if he says simonim muvhokim, ein magzirin loy atchayovi edim shehishaloy. If you know somebody, establish that he's a ramai, then no, then you can't do the regular way, you can't do the regular level of simonim to return it. Oh, so this is a shiloh. What simonim muvhokim are we not returning it to this ramai? Kipshutai. Since the mechaber fears actually you have edim shishaloi, it's mashmah that anything short of edim will not work. So not only won't you return it with simen beninim, but you will also not return it even with simen mufakim and gomurim. And that's what the Taz and the Shach Nemon in the Shitas Hamechaber. That for Ramai
simen mufak of for aguna does not help, does not constitute a tu'ed in this end.
A simin muvok, even for a rame, will not work.
Real muvok.
It sounds like from the Machabah, since he says you need edim, it sounds like anything short of edim will not work. That's a taz and a shach. In fact, the taz says it's a drosha. The Gemara says it's a drosha. The Gemara says you have to be drosha chicha. What is it? To see if he's a rami. So it's exeris akosev that if the guy is a rami, you're not allowed to return it with simonim. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, says a chiddush in the Pshat and the Machabah, and the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that which the Machabah says, that Simon Mavokim in Magzin, by a Rama, is only some bain in him. But if you have Mavokim Gemurim, that Nekiv Betzad Oisplaini, then even if the guy is a Rama, you are allowed to return him. Pashis, he learns that Josh is only in Asmakta, like the other Rishayim, Taisis, whatever, and you're allowed to return him. But
Hidden, or even if it doesn't say,
Simin Beninim, not Simin Mavakim Gemurim, yes.
And so, what about the Aedis? The Aedis have to be made that he had such an item, that he made that this item is his.
Right, so how could it be made that this item is his unless they have three Yisayim? If they have three Yisayim, that's great. There are Paiskim who say that they have to be made that he owned such item. There are Paiskim who say that they have to be made that he actually lost such item. They saw him lose such an item, which is much more difficult to come by. Because if they saw him lost it, so like, why didn't they find it themselves? Like, why didn't they pick it up? Whatever, but that's what the Edom have to say. Good, but it needs a higher level. It will need Edom Shishalai. If you have three Yisayim, that would be the best. But Kapshuta, going back to what I said before, you have to walk away from the Machabah. The Machabah holds a Vaday Ramai doesn't help any simon under the world, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Taz and the Shach. The Vaday Ramai needs Edim. Even a simon Muvok is not going to work.
Okay, now what? How do you know there's a Ramai? What kind of aids do you need for that?
People have a reputation that precedes them. You know what I mean? You know that this guy, or you might have had
people all the time. That doesn't mean anything.
So then, do your research. Now it's coming to Hashavas of Ed. You'll have to do your research. It's Lita Ellis. You'll be able to do the research. How does he? Is he a person who deceives people? What type of person is he?
So
I'll go ask. But if I know that he's a Rama, I have a suspicion. I better find out, and I shouldn't be returning this item. I have to find out if he's a Rama.
I have to go check before anybody comes.
Oh, 1 second. That's going to be the next sif. But the vow we're holding right now, that min adin, a regular person, you get back with a simin benini, and for a Ramai, Yipashis and the Machabishita, at least he don't give back, even if it's a simin muvagomo, even if it's a gavaldik, it's 1 in 1,000, still you don't give it back to a rami. He has to bring edim that this item is his. Good. Let's continue. Let's see Sivov. Barishaina. Initially, call me Sha'avad Loy Aveda, anyone who lost an Aveda, Ubav and Nasan Simonim, and he gave Simonim. And Kapshuta means Beinanim, regular Simonim. Machzirim Oysaloi, you allow to return it to this person. Elam Kain Huksak Ramai, unless a person has a Chazaka that he's a Ramai, like we just mentioned before, and says, hey, there, it's not enough Simon Beinanim, you need Edim. Good. However, Mishir Rabu HaRamoyim, since it became more frequent, Shchiyak to have these Ramoyim who are trying to claim other people's items, Haskinu Bezdin, Bezdin made a takono, Sheyu Oymrim Loi, when a guy tries to claim an Aveda, you have to tell him, Havo Edim Sheinat HaRamai V'toil, bring me or Edim that you're not a Ramai, you're guilty until proven innocent. I have to assume that you're a Ramai, or at least Choshesh you're a Ramai, and I'm not allowed to return this Aveda to you with Simonim, regular Simonim, unless you prove that you're not a Ramai. Bring Edim, a character witness. Two Edim will have to say, they vouch for you, you're honest, upright citizen, and Mamela can return you this item with Simonim. People dealt with him.
Character witnesses.
But if you've dealt with a person and
say a guy cheated me, I can say the guy's a Ramai.
Right. Yeah, but if a person had enough opportunity and you dealt with him in business or you dealt with him as a neighbor, whatever it is, and you had enough ample opportunity to steal from the guy and you didn't.
Bernie made up an upstanding reputation.
So he grew. Right, so.
So it can't be your Aiden. There's no shy Aiden as a guy's a Ramai. The guy's not a Ramai.
God, he happened to be very good. He was a very good Rambam. He was even able to cover himself.
The answer is, this is written before Gurney Medal.
Right? But the mice is, you have to bring two Adam that the guy is an upstanding individual. Now, it happens to be that the Sma in Sifkot and Yud and the Shak in Sifkot and Dal, one second points out, it's actually on the next Sif, but it's Kedai to plug it in here. They learn that that's only for a regular person. They have someone who's a Tzur v'mirabonon, someone who's a Talmud Chacham, then you could assume that he's not a Rami, and you're allowed to return it to him with a Simin Benini. And even though in a lot of halachas is a shaila if we have the concept of Talmid Chacham and Bizman Hazeh, but yes, for Benegeit to this halachas, Tur V'mir Bona, yes, we will have it that we don't have this takana. You don't have to prove character witness that you're not a Rami, your Tur V'mir Bona has enough reputation, and you're allowed to return it to him with a Simin Benini. So that's an Eitzah. If he's a guy who's a Tur V'mir Bona, that's fine. But anything short of that, and a Hanami, you'll have to bring Edom that is not a Rami. Sorry? If he has a Tviyas Ayin, correct. But Benegeit to Tviyas Ayin, God, it's a Machlek, it's a Paiskim. If we have the Dinu Tzivim Rabbonim, Benegeit to Tviyas Ayin, Bizman Hazeh. God, the Rav Nissen holds that we do. But it's a machloikis, it's in Reish Samach Beis, the end of Reish Samach Beis of Kafala. But Benegeit over here, the Kulu Yama Tzivim Rabbonim will have enough that he doesn't have the Dinu Varamai that he needs to bring Edom that he's an upstanding individual. No, that he doesn't need to do, and you're allowed to return it. But yes, for everyone else, you're going to have to have Edom.
Ketanim too?
What Ketanim?
You said he lost the ball. He's a cut and lost the ball.
Right.
You need to bring Edom that he's not a...
Why not? Or? Why should cotton be better? What do you mean? I don't know. Sometimes they're better, actually. All right. Hagoz Dr. Amav Yesh Oimrim. The Besimin Muvak, if you have a Simin Muvak, which means now Muvak Gomu, if you have the best type of a Simin, it's very unique, it's Gavaldic, then Magzir Nafilu Bizmanazev, the Ain Sark, the Adam Shein Rami. Then you'll let her return it, and you don't need Adam that he's not a Rami.
This is the Raya then for Abed Hay, that Simin would not help if he is a Rami.
Why, what's the raya?
Of course, you don't need
Adam
that is not a
Rami,
but if you know he's a
Rami. Oh, so the pashtus of the reading of the Ramah is that if a guy you know is a Rami, a Simon Muvak will not work. However, the Siman Sivkon Ches, he was being daik from the word afilu Bizman Hazeh. What's Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh means after the takana. So why does Ramah have to do Bizman Hazeh? Ramah should just say that Bizman Muvak Magzirin, even for Avadai Rami. So after the Sma, it's Lav Dafka, and Enachanami, even for Avadai Rami, the Ramah would hold that you're allowed to return it with a Simon Muvak Gomor. It's not the pashtus of the Ramah, and the Taz argues, the Taz says no, the Ramah holds it only by a Bizman Hazeh, means only Minastam, but if you have somebody who's a Vadei Rama, you cannot return even with a Zimah Muvok, and he agrees to the Mechaba.
That Ramah said before, the fact that Ramah didn't say on the previous
Sim,
that's a riot
that forget that he stimmed with the previous Sif. The fact that he didn't argue in the previous if, it's a right that he agreed to previous if, and even a simon muva goma will not work for him. It's a right to the Taz. So the Sma says this Yeshayim could be going back on both of him. The Okashukhan, okay, we'll get to it in a second, 1 second. The Shakrado learns the Ramah like the Sma, but nevertheless, Paskins like the Taz. He paskins that Avada for Avada Rami, we should go with Machaba, that a Simin Muva Goma will also not work. For he needs Edim, like the Machaba said before. And I think what Yisrael's Deek was, not just from the Bizman Hazeh, and I think that the Deek was from the end of the Ramah. Vein Circle Edim Shein Rami. If we're talking about somebody who's a Rami, or at least Kaila, someone's a Rami, the Ramah should just say Vein Circle Edim. And we'll know that if you're Bizman Hazeh, you don't have to bring Edim Shein Rami. And if you're a Rami, you don't have to bring Edim Shishaloi. Why? Why do you have to say Intzak Leidim Shein Rami? If I said, we're only talking about Bizman Hazeh, you don't have to prove the Inan Rami. But you're a Rama, you're slam. There's no way out. You could bring the biggest Simon Muvak, tough luck. You need Edim Sheish Aloy. I think is the simple reading of the Ramah. And like I said, that's how the Taz learns Ramah. And even though the Shach doesn't, but that's how he paskin. But if you wonder why the Ramah didn't argue before, the Aruch HaShulchan Lashitose doesn't have a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins like this Maz interpretation, that a Rama, even a Vada Rama, will work a Simon Muvak. And he said the reason why the Ramah didn't argue before is very good, because he holds that even the Mechaba never meant Simon Muvak Lagami. The Mechaba only meant the Simon Muvak for Aveda Metzia. But a Simon Muvak Lagami, even the Mechaba, will hold that you'll later return for a Vada Rama. But like I said, that's the pshat, and we shouldn't go with that. La'alacha, again, you have a la'alacha, you have a taz and a shak against a sma and a orcha shuk, and what to do if a vadei rami would work a simin mufak. Okay, fine, but just chazar this sif, which is
The taz doesn't say simin mufak.
He holds it does not work. A vadei rami will not work a simin mufak only for people b'zman hazeh min astam. But someone who's a vadei rami, a simin mufak would not work according to the taz and the shak, and according to the sma and the orcha shuk, and it would work. So you have to know how to
pass.
A simen muvagama, the shpitz simen would work for a vadei ramei according to the sma and the orcha shukan. That's how they learn. Okay, how we paskin on that is debatable. You can go both ways. And the shaila is what to do altogether. When you have something that you're not sure if you should return, let's say, it's a kal gadol, what to do. Let's say the negate to this makloek is maybe it was a takana, not to do it, so maybe it's worse. But let's say you have something that you're not sure if it's a simen, even beinani. Like we had a shiloh before, what dag is considered simen beinani? And if you have something like 1 in 100, let's say that's a makloekis, what should you be doing in a suffix? It's very not clear in the place what you're supposed to be doing. Mitzad echad, you're a shayma. I mean, it's not yours, you don't have a cheskes momen. But on you're a shayma, maybe you should not be giving it up until he has a good simen. And mitzad sheni, you don't have a cheskes momen, no one does, and that guy is claiming it's his, and he's giving a simen that it's very possible it's his. Maybe you should be giving it back. It's unclear in the poiskim. So I saw one in a hantiko says tzorachin, but the way he says tzorachin is tzorachin if I have to give it back. I think it's tzorachin if I'm allowed to give it back. To the extent I'm ashamed by someone else's item, what gives me the right to rely on certain poiskim to give the item to you? Maybe it's not yours, maybe someone else, and I'm pashe in the shmira. All right, it's not clear. But negayat to hear by vadei ramai, it's a machloikis. But min astam, a vadei simin muva goma would work, but a simin beinani would not work. Unless he can prove that he's not a ramai. He would have to bring two edim that he's not a ramai. And this is a $1 million kasha that I have, that I see all over. I see all over that there are people who are returning avedis with simonim beninim, we'll call them. And I don't see anyone. I was never called as a witness to testify that this guy is not a. I don't know why, but I was never called to testify that the guy's not a ramai. I don't see this halacha. So either A, ignorance, or I looked in the Haintik, I'm trying to look. What I did find is a bunch of kitzes for him, for some reason, just leave out this halacha that you need this. Simonim Benim, oh, let me see which coin are you referring to? Harash Shams Vasaita my season Nish Zakajo Ram Lakak Torak Simonim of Vulcan, but Rami Bidushu Rami, Majoka can talk at him, Hainuk Tromley Simonim of Vulcan. Good. Vishain Lee Simonim of Vulcan, good. Kachin Ramai, Vishain Lee, where do you see this? So he wants to say that simonim beninim or mitzim misafik ramai. Interesting. Okay. So then, what's going to come out without this takana? Then what?
Even
color the pink.
Yeah.
How is that going to work? Either the shchiach maybe some.
Like that also.
Oh yeah. Okay. Very good. I hear. Okay, I didn't understand the gain, but I'll have to go over it. But I hear, so maybe that's the Eitzah, because I saw a bunch of kids from leave this out. I don't know why this, and maybe this would be the Eitzah, but the gain is a Shitus Yochid right now. I'm saying, whatever, it's not going like. I hear. Okay, very good. Excellent. Because from the reading of the, so now when you read the Ramah, when it said the B'simim Mufak Makzir means B'simim Beinani. B'simim Beinani Makzir Afilu B'zman Hazevi and Tzorek Leidim Shein Ramah. I mean, the Smagrado tries to say that we're talking about the Shach and everyone jumps on him. But yes, if you learn like that, so then a Simim Beinani would work even B'zman Hazevi, and we're going like they're going. Okay, very good. Otherwise, if you don't go like they're going, then what you're going to need, L'chayra, is the guy to be a Tzuvim Mirabanan or to bring Eidim that he's not a Ramah. L'chayra, that should be the only way out. Fine. Let's do another sif. Hamida, Oy ha-mishkol, Oy ha-minyin, Oy mokum ha-aveda, simonim mufakim heim. All these three things Four things actually. Midah, Mishkal, Minyan, Amakum, Aveda, Asim, Manum, Mavakamim, which means that Simon Beninim, they're enough. What's Midah? Midah, Taisus, Mavud, the length or the width of the item, if you tell me exactly, not that it's large, that's not enough. It's tall, that's not enough. You have to tell me it's 4.2 feet, or whatever, 4 feet, 2 inches, that's enough. An exact Midah, that would be fine. The Arich, the Rechiv, the Ramban has a Pshat in Chavgim, Mabez, if you tell me the amount, it means I'll tell you 16 ounces, well that's a weight, but let's say size, if they were packaged in size, I'll tell you what size packaging, or is it a sauce, a sign of Paris, that's considered a midah. A mishkal is a weight, a minion, or makam aveda, simonim of hakamim. These are considered simonim beninim. And again, this is only like a cloud to work with.
Simonim of hakamim.
Mefakim, but Mefakim here in Aveda Metziah means Beninim. It's average Simonim. But again, if it would be something that's very common, very Shchiach, it's a bag of potato chips and it was in the standard size, I don't know what it is, but whatever the standard, 8 ounces, I don't know, whatever the standard size is, so that's not going to be enough. That Midah Minyan Mishkal is not going to help you, because that's very Shchiach. But normal Midah Mishkal Minyan on items are somewhere in the middle, that's Beninim. But if you have something that's very Shchiach, that won't work, there'll be a Simon Guru. And if you have Leidigisa, something which is mamish, very, very unique. Let's say something, people don't weigh their jackets. And I can tell you how much your jacket weighs, or how much this jacket weighs, that's already, not stam, that's already like a simen muvah goma mamish. You see a similar thing in the Sif Yadalid, the Ramah. That's like a spitz, because there's something which is not darker, but like, how are you supposed to know? That's like a one in a million, someone knows that simen. Now you can have something that's very unique, but no one knows about, and that lechayer like a mushroom legabi aveda metziah, it would have a din of aim by sim. For example, every dollar is supposed to have a different serial number. So if I find a dollar, why is it davish aim by sim? It should be a davish aim by sim. He could claim the serial number. There's just no one knows the serial numbers of the dollars. So that's benigeya to that. It will have a din of aim by sim. But if the guy grabbed and knows his serial number, avada will work. Avada will be a yesh by sim. Just he was already miyayish. Promise he's already miyayish. But if you'll have something. Huh? No, I'm saying, why is the guy miyayish? Because it's normally a davish aim by simen. No, the lechayer will have to be miyayish because he knows that the guy who finds it doesn't think that the guy is going to know his serial number and will never be marchas and will keep it. And mameila, it's fine. And it's yours. But if the guy happens to bring that simen, the Mashal by Yish, it says that the Lefnimish is that you're supposed to return the item. So if a guy happens to bring that simen, even though it's something that how in the world is supposed to know, then that would be even a simen muva goma. That would be mamish spitz, provided he was not yet miyayish. Or let's say a case where you found it before he was miyayish. So in the chen, there'll be a spitz simen. But normal, you have to be choshish that he has such a simen, that he knows of such a simen, I should say.
So comes out weight is basically an absolute simen, because everybody in the store, all the cereals weigh everything. Is weighed. I mean, that's very
awesome. So if it's something which is shchiach and echanam, it'll have to be something unique to the item that's 1 in 100 or 1 in 200 to get up to the level of a simen beinoni. But that's
a big difference.
Then
if somebody finds a box of cereal, there's no way to return.
Correct. And echanam, if someone finds a carriage. A baby carriage. It's, I don't know what's the name of baby carriage, whatever it is. So there's so many of these baby carriages around. It was blue, shkoyach. I mean, out of 100 people, there's going to be more than one family who has this baby carriage. So let's see, tell me there has a stain on over here and an isomal stain over there. And you know, without that, these are standard mass produced. We live in the mass produced world. And this world, in today's times, a lot of items, most items possibly, are davar shein by simen.
And there's a lot to give it back.
No. If you picked it up before the guy was miyayish, so it's a surah liyadai. Right. Yeah, and a kanam. If you know the guy was already miyayish, and that's a min hadin, you're allowed to even keep it, it's yours. And rather, the guy is giving a davar shein by simen, and, you know, it's not a spit simen, but it's enough that you want to give the guy, kazintai, you're giving him. It's like a matoni, you're giving him just in case it's his. You want to be mekayim lefnei mishras hadin, kazintai. But if you want to know if you're a mechuyev, it's not a simen that he could claim it. No, it's not a simen that he's allowed to claim this thing.
So you're better off just leaving it.
100%. The Devarim Shem V'Simonim is better off to leave it. 100%.
So let's say I have an interesting situation. Let's say I have an Uman's tool. So then, let's say no simen whatsoever, but one in 100 people has this tool.
So it's not going to be a simen. If you have a hammer. I don't know how many hammers.
No, but tool that only a workman.
No, he's saying only 1 of 1,000 people would have such a tool.
So then it is a good enough simen. What do you mean?
Saying, but let's say the workman says, "I lost this." I say, "Oh, there's a tool," and this workman comes and says, "This was the tool."
Right.
But every workman in that line has that.
Okay, but of 200 people, only one person will have such a tool. That's enough to be considered a siman.
Look at 200 craftsmen.
Right, correct. You only have to look at the Hamoinam. 200 people, they have it. One, whatever. Let's say 100 people, whatever. One in 100. That's already considered. Let's go with 100. Easy to return. So be a siman beinoni, and then you can return the item because of that. All right, that's what comes out. So la halacha, this is very important. So good, maybe they're going like that, cheetah, that with manenu, you don't need to prove that the Ramoyim are not. If you have a tzuva mirabonin, that's zikha good. It's funny, but I didn't see the poskim go for lazakan the goin. That means the levatcher of mishpat aved, the Rav Gross. I didn't see he's relying on that. And other kitzusram don't even quote it. They just, these are the klolim of simanim, we got to return. And no one mentions, hey, what happened to Ramai, that whole sugya, what's going on here? You know, what's going on? If you have a simin muvok, or if you have a number of simonim beinim that bitzirufim is deemed a simin muvok, then in a chanami, that would work, and that would allow you to return it bezmanenu. Even if you have a chsofik made a guy's rami, that would allow you to return it, because the simin muvok, the Ramah says, you're allowed to return bezmanazah. Alright, that's what it comes out. Now let me just tell you...
Exactly, who's a
tzirufim? Any person in Kailam. That's what I'm listening.
Unless he's not in Gola anymore.
So if he's a Ben Torah, I don't know what it is. Rav Nissen told me that if basically any younger man is considered Nastam Atzuvim Rabbanan. So that should work.
I don't know what you mean by younger man then.
I hear. Okay. Fine.
I'm not getting a good type. Younger man. Younger man means somebody got married?
A Kailo younger man. No, a Kailo younger man. Anyone who's learning in Kailo is Parshat Pshat. Kipash is not a Rami.
So Pashas. Didn't learn in Kotel, that city.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying Pashas. If you could prove that you're not a Rami, that would work. That's very good. Now,
if you have to prove your Tzuvim Rabbanan.
That's also good. You can prove your Tzuvim Rabbanan, or you could prove Stamba. Like, why do you have to go so far? Just prove that you're not a Rami.
Let's say you know, this is a very important, let's say you know you're Goliath. They're taking it legitimately from the government.
This is a hot question. I'd rather not now.
I'm
not now.
Saying that's a
tzuvah
that doesn't have a
din rama. Yeah, I don't know. Debatable, probably still a tzuvah rabbanon because he thinks he's betoyis. He thinks that he's allowed to do it, whatever it is. Who?
It's going to be really in life in a
short period. If we have time, maybe we'll chaper in that sif. I don't know if we're going to have time to do it, but that's in the end of Reish Samach Beis. Let me just tell you Maisa. Maybe we'll go to that sif right now. But let me tell you a Maisa. A simin muvok, a spitz simin muvok would be, for example, handwriting. Everyone has unique handwriting. That would be good. I mentioned last week about Shema Shemasa L'Hashem. I said I'm going to do it this week, so I may as well chaper and just do it. There's a halacha that Shema Shemasa L'Hashem, one Shema, if you're entrusted with an item, you're not allowed to return it to another. You're not allowed to pass it along, even entrusted with another Shema. There are two reasons why you're not allowed to do it. First of all, I wanted you to watch. I didn't want Yenna to watch it. So that's lechatchila why now let her do it. And then if something actually happens by the second shema, you'll actually be responsible because at mehemnesli b'shvua and him, I wasn't mehemnes b'shvua. I only trusted you. So if something goes wrong, I trust you to make a shvua and to say what happened to it. But I don't trust Yenna. So if Yenna is going to tell that it was Nenas, could be, but I don't trust him. And I gave it to you. And if you can't swear it was Nenas, and of course you can't because it wasn't by you, it was by someone else, you're going to have to pay me for the item. The shaila is what to do by Shema Avedi. The Shema Avedi have the same din. There's a Chochma Shlema in Reish Tzadi Aleph who clears the shaila of Shlema Kluga. If the din of Shema Avedi or the din of Shema Shema is by Shema Avedi as well. There's a Shulchan Aruch Rav who names on over here for Pasha that a Shema is allowed to give it to another Shema. It's here? No, maybe it's by Gzela. One second. It's by Gzela maybe in parentheses. Forgot where it is. So he said he names on for pashas by aveda metziah aloud. If you're going out of town, you can give it to somebody else and entrust him with the item, and that's not a problem. However, there's a sifri which says fakert lechayer the way the mefarshim explained it. V'asafta al teich peisachav alel beisacher. You're now allowed to give it to somebody else. That's how the mefarshim touch up the sifri. And now it's a machlek the poiskim. Does that mean by shem aveda it's also lechatchila to do, or it's even chayev about men it's libishvua and hey chloim men libishvua, and it's now a machlek is a poiskim. So that's where Pasha Pshat, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, was coming from, is if the Svara was that I trusted you with this item, so, and Yimashanam Das Balabayit, if you give it to somebody else, that doesn't pass by Shem Aveda. I didn't trust you with the item. You actually found the item. And certainly, Lamash Am Nemesli Beshvua. You never Mehemesli Beshvua. You didn't even know I found it, right? So where's Am Nemesli Beshvua? If Yana would have come along and found it, you would have been stuck with that guy Shvua. So what's the Chilik? So where did the Svara, the Shem Shemas Lashema, these restrictions play a role in Aveda Metziah? And that's Pasha Pshat, why the Shulchan Aruch Rav Luchayra says that that's why it's fine. Now, if you have a pasuk, I hear, but why did they dash in the pasuk like that? What could be the kavana? So I think the pshat is that we find this concept of kemeshav aveda. You who picked up the item, I see that you're a responsible individual. You're a person who's benevolent, responsible. We're going to take care of my item because you went out of the way to pick up my item. I don't trust Yena. Because if Yana was so responsible and benevolent and cared about my item, he would have picked up the item. Now, maybe he didn't see it. It's true. But I don't know. I don't know where he is. I'm not saying everyone in the world are irresponsible. But what I do know is that you are responsible because you picked up the item. So you, I trust. Yana, I don't trust. You, I'm happy with. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is happy with you to be my Shema, but not somebody else because you who actually picked up the item, you're showing that you're responsible and you want to do it and not someone else. But kids, it's a machlokes. I used to paskin like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's fine, do it. Because very sometimes it's very negative. It makes it convenient to be able to give it over, to return it. Oh, you're going that way? You know your uncle, it's his chefer to return it to him. And then once I see that the many poiskim, even maybe the majority of poiskim hold, not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, so I already stopped. But I'll tell you, Maisa Shoya by me, I had a story that I found, I think it was 2 years ago in the summer, on the top of my mailbox, a small Oscar Chumash. Like one of these, it's not even like it has a few parshas, one of these pocket-sized Oscar Chumashim. And it was like a note, is a study for test of Mrs., I forgot her name, Schwartz, I forgot the person's name, this Tuesday or something. It looked like, it sounded like it was a girl, probably a high school girl. I asked all the high school girls in the neighborhood, no one had this chumash. So and I was stuck, so then I decided I'm going to track down all the Mrs. Schwartzes in town to see which one is the high school teacher. And I found which is the Mrs. Schwartz who has a high school teacher, and I asked her, do me a favor, go to the class and ask the class whose chumash it is. She went to the class, it's nobody's. Nobody's chumash. Now, I didn't want to give her the thing because, you know, I was worried about Shemesh Masla Shema, it's nobody's. Now what I'm going to do, I said, do me a favor, so maybe it was already the end of the year, it was like the start of summer, maybe someone left already, the beginning of next year, go around to the class, so the September she went around, it's nobody's. Still holding on to that chumash, what am I going to do? So the following, at the end of the following year, again, June time, I decided, you know what, it's ridiculous. It's certain somebody, but no one cares. Everyone does is so loose about the mom. We're going to have to figure out who this item is. And it has a person's handwriting. So I sent the chumash. It was a shemesh shemasa, a shemesh shemasa, shemesh. I actually sent it with your daughter. Yes, it's called your daughter. I sent it to her teacher. I don't know teacher. I don't know Schwartz, whatever the name was. And she gave it to the teacher. And she went around the classroom showing it. This is the chumash. Is this yours? And she finally found the girl. Yes, it's yours. Yes, it's the handwriting matches. It's yours. And Baruch Hashem, there's Hashav Saved. Who gets the mitzvah? I don't know. I guess Bitzirufim. I don't know. Everyone is, I don't want to lose that mitzvah. I worked hard on that one. But try it like this. Namal, lechatchila, maybe it's not good. You shouldn't do shomer shemas shomer. But b'di'eved, I guess, with the last prayer, you can rely on that Shulchan Aruch Rav. Now, just
to find something in a town that you don't live in, you're just there for a Shabbos and you find something. You're going to take it back.
Right. So that's why I saw some of the Hain to go on to say that it would be unfair for you to take it out of town, and for sure he's never going to get it back. So there, in that case, it was also like a shas al kach. It would be maybe wise to take it, give it to the person, leave it there.
Walking from Shabbos, I found the. Right outside the place for a piece of jewelry. She gave it to the Mahatam. She said, you know, maybe put it against. Okay.
Yeah, what happened at the end? Did she follow up? No, you have to follow up because otherwise I'm afraid that those people are not as responsible as your wife because your wife picked it up and cared. If you don't follow up, very often you'll find it and it won't be returned.
His wife would have to keep the follow up because she's the one who found it.
L'chaira, if you're not like Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't be doing it. Elamai, you're relying on the Shulchan Aruch, but L'chaira, you should try to see what you could do. Now, you mentioned before, I don't know if we have time really to do the sef, just Bekitzen and Reis Amak Beis, if Chafalov at the end, Itaka talks about that even when you have something which is not a simin, but you're allowed to return to a Talmud Chacham even betvias eino. And what's a Talmud Chacham? The Talmud Vosik she'eno meshana b'diburo klal elu b'divrei shalom or b'mesecht or b'puria or b'shpiza and everything else. And he's makbid al chuluka lahavchay b'inyan shalayira atfiris hamagunis. There you're allowed to return it betvias ayin. And if you find it a makom with shchiach only tzuvim rabbanans, then even the davish ein by simin, like the Ramah says, matz b'makshan midah chacham metzuyin kagam b'beis hamedrash, then you have to taka. Be machres afilo, because in this place there's tviyas ayin, and this place it's only going to be able to do it. Of course, it's a chayfet that shaykh to have tviyas ayin. It's not a brand new chayfet, but if it's with little use, it will be a shaykh tviyas ayin. And Rav Nissen told me that in the Kram, even b'zman hazeh, even though it's a tumul, is but that's how he said. You should feel that if you find something in a base of medrash, even if it's a dovish ayin by simen, if it's shaykh have tviyas ayin, then you should be machres on that thing because yeah, they might be able to claim it through tviyas ayin. I said that's a machloek is over there. Rav Nissen Paskins, we do. But I'm saying, but benegeit our first halacha, but whether you have a chash rami, that lekuli yama, that the shakar already says that bismanena, at least we're enough for sure to from rabbanan that we're not a rami, and you don't have to bring character witness, you don't have to bring two edim. All right, I just want to be mesayim. We just finished another zman, Baruch Hashem. I think this is our eighth winter. Can I know we did a view? I mean, Avedim Mitzvah was one of the harder, you know, it should be life, but one of the harder in Yonim. I found it very difficult. One of the harder in Yonim, and I give a Yetchakarik for the Oilam, a Chizik, Limitari, the Rabbim. Just want to be Messiah with a Machshavah that in the schus of our limit of Hashavah Zaved, the Mimekayim, the Mitzvah of Hashav Teshivim, and the Sukhalas Alam, and the application, I hope that we'll follow through with this limud. And that schus, Midah Keneged Midah, Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Meshav his Aved, which is Klal Yisrael, with the Beis HaMikdash, we should have a Faket, Hashav Teshivim, which should be Zeichet to the Gula Shleim of Bimherev Yemenu.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.